the 2019 Q's Symposium in beautiful place called Bahamas. A little windy out there right now, John. So
yeah, not as warm as I thought it was going to be.
I think it's going to break, though. I heard the weather's going to break. It's going to be nice this afternoon and tomorrow, all that good stuff. So it'll be nice. It'll be back to Bahama normal, I guess, whatever it is. So yeah, exactly. All right. We are here with Nutmeg State Federal Credit Union's very own John Holt. John, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. How's the show going so far?
So far, so good. Yeah, really nice. I had a good time last night. Up early this morning. Really good speaker so far, so it's going really well.
Yeah, Ram Charan, I think his name was. Yeah. So hey, I had no idea that he worked with Microsoft. I mean, he's like, you know, a consultant to the star, the CEO star, so to speak.
Yeah, and I guess he is on like several boards still, so really interesting guy. Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Hey, let's get to just what are your goals for this conference? What do you want to achieve here, coming here?
Well, you know, one of the things that I really appreciate about this conference is really the whole networking opportunities, the ability to bond with a lot of the folks, your peers. My board chair, my board vice chair, who is also here, gives us an opportunity first and foremost to do some of those things and kind of just see what's going on in the industry, what's happening, what are the hot buttons, what we should all be prepared for in the new year and beyond. I mean, I think we all know that there's a very big change going on in our industry, like a lot of industries, such as the retail environment. So I think it's really good to try to stay focused and hopefully all get through it together.
Yeah, focus is the key word. I think focus is going to be the key word for 2019 because there's so many, we could call it the shiny red ball syndrome, because there's so many things to chase. There's like, oh, wow, that looks pretty cool. Let's check that out. Or that looks pretty cool. Let's check that out. How do you guys stay focused and even working with your board?
So one of the main focuses for us is technology. So we center everything around technology, whether it's our products and services, whether it's who we hire, whether it's putting a new branch up. Everything revolves around technology. And if it doesn't fit into that window, then we don't do it. So we have a really main driver. So what is going to, how can we use technology to better prepare an experience for the membership? I mean, that is our focus, and that's what we live and breathe by. So if we can't do a branch that accomplishes things with technology, then we won't do it.
And that kind of leads to the second part, is relevancy. If you don't have the technology, you're not going to be relevant, right?
Yeah, and we have, again, been very focused on that. We just formed a CUSO at Nutmeg State Financial Credit Union, and then in conjunction with that, we purchased DeLand Solutions, who now is part of Nutmeg, but runs completely separately and independently, and they're building and driving and developing all of the software, hardware, that not only that Nutmeg can use, but all of the credit unions across the country can use, all of their experience, the talent they have. We recently worked with them on deploying self-service kiosks in two of our branch locations that we share a DMV office with, and they developed all of the software for self-service kiosks. So those branches function with the technology that I was talking about, with all of the traffic coming into those locations from DMV.
Gotcha. Yeah, the DMV is a whole other, I mean, we talked about the DMV aspect of your credit union. I mean, brilliant.
Yep.
Brilliant. It sounds like it's working pretty well, too. So with the DMV and the technology combined, it sounds like you guys are on a nice path for 2019.
Yeah, we just recently, at the mid-December, we opened our second location with the DMV in it, and it's actually dubbed a DMV Superstore. It has 7 stations. We're seeing probably about 1,000 people a week between the two locations, and we have the opportunity to market to them, to target market them, and that's really the only way I think you're going to get people into your branches for the most part, especially when you're like us, where you don't really have a strong SEG-based relationship from the past. So we have to rely on that type of traffic to get them in, and then we deploy our technology with the help of DeLand developing it, and there you go.
What have you learned from all of this? I mean, implementing technology, the DeLand, the new CUSO, DMV. I mean, you guys have a full plate. I'm going to say you have a full plate, but it's more like a buffet going on at your credit union.
Well,
what have you learned?
We don't rest, and we know that the industry is changing, and we have to adapt to change. We have to develop the change, and we have to do what we can to remain relevant, the whole industry. And, you know, I think from myself to our board to our management team feel so strongly about that. And that's why we wanted to form this CUSO, so that we can help the industry to do that. And DeLand is out there working with many credit unions on being relevant.
Let's bring it back to the conference here, because this is obviously a CEO board chair exchange where you're exchanging ideas and learning how to work together better, basically. So how has your relationship with the board and with all these new ideas, how has that transpired?
Well, you know, they are so supportive with that, honestly. They believe in that vision. They believe in that focus. And they, when they hired me 9 years ago, that's what they wanted. So it really has fit well. They all understand the importance of relevance, the importance of, you know, really doing what we can to digitize our future.
What have been some results since all of this? I mean, can you see any result? I mean, obviously you can, but do you want to divulge? Do you want to share some things?
Well, I mean, what we're seeing is conversion rates of up around between 3% and 5%. For all of the folks that come into the DMV location. So we're converting those folks to members with solid relationships. It isn't just a share account. So we're seeing some good results there. We're seeing some real savings on the efficiency side with working with DeLand and developing the technology that's, for the most part, self-service. And we're seeing very high adoption rates with this. It's just, I mean, absolutely amazing. We're seeing, you know, 40, 50% of our members using this technology now. And the folks that go in to use those branches in DMV, when they open their accounts, they come back and they perform all of the functions on the self-service kiosk or online.
Gotcha.
And there's no issue.
I want to take it one step back, and we may have talked about this in the DMV interview, but I want to go back since we're dealing with the board and the CEO here. What was the situation? What was it like being in the boardroom and say, hey, I got this great idea. I want to bring a DMV branch into a branch. I mean, so how did that go over?
You know, honestly, they just are so supportive with it. There was not one blink of an eye as to any doubts with it. They really liked the idea. They understood how it made sense to our strategy. They understood what we were going to do with the strategy. So they've been fully supportive all along, every one of them. And we have seven board members.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. When you have a working relationship like that, it just kind of opens the door. I mean, you don't want to go crazy, obviously, but it just opens the door to really unique ideas like that. That's working. That's working.
And, you know, the excitement that goes on in the boardroom when we talk about these things or we update them with some of our results is just amazing. They get excited. You can feel the energy in the room. So it's really nice.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool. Anything else? I know you got probably a full plate here as well, going from session to session, but anything else to wrap up in this area with technology and relevance?
You know, we'll do what we can to help the industry. I'm very passionate about making sure our industry stays around for a very long time. There's so many changes in consumer behavior and what they want, you know, as the millennials get older. So we, with our DeLand CUSO, will be happy to help anyone that's out there looking for what we're doing.
Right, yeah. That's the great thing about this industry. Yeah. We all share. We've got these great ideas like you guys, so really cool stuff. All right, John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work, man. You guys are doing some amazing stuff.
Thank you.
Really cool.